24. And after these sayings, it came to pass after 6 days, Jesus takes Peter, James, and John his brother, and leads them up into a high mountain apart to pray by themselves. And as he prayed, he was transfigured before them. The fashion of his countenance was altered, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment became exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them, shining and glistering as the light. And behold, there appeared to them two men in glory, which were Moses and Elijah, who talked with Jesus, and spoke of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep, and when they were awake, they saw his glory, and the two men that stood with him. And it came to pass, as they departed from him, Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. If you will, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah, not knowing what he said, for he knew not what to say, for they were sore afraid. And while he yet spoke, behold, there came a bright cloud that overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. And behold, there came a voice out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear you him. When the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And when the voice was passed, Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise, and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, suddenly Jesus was found alone. They had looked round about, and they saw no man any more, save Jesus only with themselves. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them that they should tell no man those things, saying, Tell the vision to no man, until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. And they kept that saying close with themselves, questioning one with another what the rising from the dead should mean, and told no man in those days any of which they had seen. And his disciples asked him, saying, Why then say the scribes that Elijah must first come? And Jesus answered and told them, Elijah verily comes first and restores all things. But I say to you that Elijah is indeed come already, and they knew him not. But they have done to him whatsoever they listed, as it is written of him. Likewise how it is written of the Son of Man, that he must also suffer many things of them, and be set at nothing. Then the disciples understood that he spoke to them of John the Baptist. And it came to pass that on the next day, when the disciples were come down from the hill, many people met them. And when he came, he saw a great multitude about, and the scribes questioning with them. And immediately all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, What question you with them? And behold, there came to him a man of the company, and kneeling down to him, answered and cried out, saying, Master, I beseech you, have mercy on my son, look upon him, for he is my only child, and sore vexed, for he is lunatic, and lo, a dumb spirit takes him, and he suddenly cries out, and wherever the spirit takes him, it tears him, that he foams again, and gnashes with his teeth, and pines away, and bruising him hardly departs from him. And I brought my son to your disciples, and besought that they should cast him out, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered him and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I endure and suffer you? Bring him here to me. And they brought him to Jesus, and as he was yet a-coming, when he saw him, immediately the devil threw him, and tore him, and he fell on the ground, and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, How long is it ago since this came to him? And he said, Of a child, and often it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said to him, If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help you my unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul unclean devil, saying to him, You dumb and deaf spirit, I charge you, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried, and rent him sore, and departed out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And the child was cured and healed from that very hour, and delivered again to his father. And they were all amazed at the mighty power of God. But while they wondered, every one at all things which Jesus did, and when he was come into the house, then came his disciples to Jesus apart, and asked him privately, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said to them, Because of your unbelief. For verily I say to you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, Remove here to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. However, this kind goes out by nothing but by prayer and fasting. And they departed there, and while they abode in Galilee, he would not that any man should know it. For Jesus taught his disciples, and said to them, Let these sayings sink down into your ears, for the Son of Man shall be betrayed, and delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And after that he is killed, the third day he shall rise again. But they understood not this saying, and it was hidden from them, that they perceived it not, and were afraid to ask him of that saying, and they were exceeding sorry.